The topic of tonight's satsanga is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada on us and how we are experiencing it in our lives. Now, we can probably all narrate some incidents in our lives where we felt the very great mercy of Srila Prabhupada upon us. Some incidents, maybe we're in some difficulties, or we've taken some great difficulties in Krishna's service, and or things just happen so in such a way that we can overcome different obstacles, and we feel that Srila Prabhupada is personally helping us, and we feel the flow of his mercy upon us very strongly. Apart from such revelational, euphoric moments, it's also important to consider that Srila Prabhupada's mercy is with us at every moment. It's not just that sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. It's there with us all the time. And we can get Srila Prabhupada's mercy as much as we want to. It's unlimited. The only limit on our getting Srila Prabhupada's mercy is our own desire to receive it. We are very crippled. I mean, at least I can speak for myself. Crippled and foolish that we don't open it up. We don't open up. But that, so much mercy. It's Prabhupada is ready to give. We just have to say, yes, I want to take it. But being ready to take it means we have to take the mercy comes with the responsibility to receive it. And that may be difficult because the mercy of Srila Prabhupada is not conducive to sense gratification, either physical, mental, emotional, or in any way. The mercy of Srila Prabhupada is, it will destroy all our material attachments. So we may not be so anxious to receive it. We actually want to receive it. If we want, we can take it, but it will break everything else. So this mercy is with us at every moment. And if we weren't getting the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we couldn't live in Krishna consciousness for a moment. Because jogata bichare kichu nahi pai tomara karuna shar. If we examine, we will find that what is my qualification for being in Krishna consciousness? Nothing. That is the only reason that we're here is by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. That applies to all of us. And even to those who have some semblance of Krishna consciousness and criticize Srila Prabhupada, there are such ungrateful persons who they've gone to some Babaji or some Swami with some higher realization or whatever blubber they talk. Blubber means like this, babies. It's nonsense. But they don't consider that even their so-called higher realization, they wouldn't know anything what to speak of so-called higher realization if it wasn't for Srila Prabhupada. So the mercy of Srila Prabhupada is, it's the very life of our life in Krishna consciousness. Without it, we can't go on even for a second. Again, we should consider, it's an important philosophical point. When we talk of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we should understand what is that mercy. That mercy is actually the mercy of Krishna. Everything comes from Krishna originally. Prabhupada is his divine grace. That means that he is the medium by which Krishna's mercy comes to us. Abadha Karuna Sindhu Nitai Katiya Muhan. There's an unlimited ocean of mercy. That is Krishna. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu. So that is Krishna. He is the unlimited mercy of mercy. And Nityananda, who is Guru. Guru is Nityananda. So he cuts a canal from the ocean of mercy. Ghare ghare bule prem ami araban. He brings it door to door. He brings the mercy, that unlimited ocean of mercy, brings it to us. Sangsara dava analalirha loka tranaya karanya ghana ghanatvam praptasya kalyana gunarnavasya vande karo shri charanaravindam. The kalyana gunarnavasya, the Krishna is the ocean of transcendental auspicious qualities. So guru, general principle, guru is he is Krishna Kripa Sri Murti, his divine grace. He is the not embodying. There's no real word in English. It's Murtiman. He is manifest that mercy. He is that mercy. So the spiritual master is a manifestation of Krishna's mercy. So Prabhupada, he is manifesting Krishna's mercy. Every guru is manifesting Krishna's mercy. That is the function of guru. But Prabhupada is manifesting that mercy in a manner which is... of course, Krishna's mercy is always inconceivable, but Prabhupada's manifestation of that mercy is inconceivably more inconceivable. It's like you say, it's Krishna is Purna, Purnatama, and then Purnatamam, Purnata, Purnatam. He's complete, more complete, and more complete, and then what's more than complete? There's nothing more, but there's more, and there's more. So, in the same way, Krishna's mercy is infinite, and guru means he brings that infinite mercy. But Prabhupada has done so in a way that is incomparable. And like Shukadeva Goswami had said about him, Sarvabhuta Hridayam Munimanato Smi, this Suta Goswami offers obeisances to Shukadeva Goswami. He can, that great personality who can enter into the hearts of all. So, Shukadeva Goswami has entered the hearts of all by speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada, he's entering the hearts of so many persons in the form of his books. He continues to live. That newspaper or that journalist asked Prabhupada, what will happen to this moment when you die? Prabhupada said, I will never die. I will live forever in my books, and you will utilize. So Prabhupada said, if you want to know me, read my books. So Prabhupada, when we read his books, it's not like reading an academic book. There are so many scholars write about Vaishnavism. But it's honey bottle licking from the outside exercise. Without the life of love of Krishna, which Prabhupada also, he is Krishna Prema Murti Man. He manifests love of Krishna. Of course, the mercy of Krishna and love of Krishna, they're inseparable. So Prabhupada manifests that. And when we read Prabhupada's books prayerfully and carefully, then we find that Prabhupada is manifesting in our hearts. And he does so to everyone who reads his books. Even if they're gross materialists, Prabhupada he's there preaching line by line, word by word, in every word, in every letter, even between the spaces in the letters, Prabhupada is there. The books, they're not anything material. It may be made of some paper pulp or whatever, but these books, this is Prabhupada speaking. Surrender to Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. In every dot in Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada is preaching, surrender to Krishna. Even when he's discussing something like 50 years ago in India and some cultural thing, it's the underlying theme. Just like you have in music, there's maybe like the lead guitar, and then there's underneath, there's the rhythm section and the bass guitar. So it's like the underlying pulse of the drum. The Prabhupada is surrender to Krishna, surrender to... Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. And there are so many other themes, but the underlying pulse, surrender to Krishna, surrender to Krishna, surrender to... Prabhupada is is preaching and pleading, and those who are ready to accept Prabhupada's mercy, even slightly, Prabhupada manifests himself, and we'll find that there are so many devotees who have never. Devotees ask me, "Did you see Prabhupada?" Yeah, I saw Prabhupada. I saw that. I didn't really understand so much about Prabhupada. I can't say I understand much now, but my understanding of Prabhupada increased more after Prabhupada left. I didn't really understand Prabhupada by seeing Prabhupada, but by attempting to serve his mission in the association of his servants, and by hearing from him and reading what he was saying, then I saw Prabhupada in this way, and we can all do so, and we can all experience how Prabhupada is in our lives. That's what we're talking about this evening, right? How Prabhupada is, his mercy is manifesting in our lives. It's real. It's we can all experience that. It's a fact that if we make ourselves available to the mercy of Prabhupada, he will give himself to us. He's ready to do so, and he's very much capable of doing so and wants to do so. So that's the subject matter, how the mercy of Krishna is coming through Prabhupada, and we are all fortunate to receive it. And really, that may be another discussion, but if we're really appreciating that mercy, then we are impelled to attempt to share that mercy with others. That's the logical conclusion of experiencing Prabhupada's mercy in our lives. Anyway, there's a lot to say about this. I spoke about this quite to the devotees in Lithuania on this same topic, how we can experience Prabhupada in our lives. No, I don't think it's in any of these CDs. I have it. It'll be made into a CD later. But anyway, let's hear from the devotees now about how you are experiencing Prabhupada's mercy in your life. Want to take the mic and go on? I'm just going away for 5 minutes and coming back to collect the mercy from you all. But I'm experiencing the mercy of the material nature in other ways, that I have to leave your company in a few minutes. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Finish early, then we'll get up early, and then we can chant our rounds. I see some devotees are still out chanting, trying to finish their 16 rounds. So that's better. Get up early, chant your rounds early, and then we'll do everything like that.